The Last Adam and the Victorious Resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15:45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. The last Adam. It is interesting when we see in Scripture Jesus Christ being called the last Adam. We know quite well who the first Adam was. The first one fell and hearkened to the voice of his wife. He was not deceived. Eve was deceived, being in the transgression. Adam willingly took of the fruit in her hand. Adam was the federal head of man. In Adam, all die. The Lord Jesus, our second Adam, met temptation on the mount and defeated Satan and all temptation. He conquered over all, and every test was met with scriptural force and power. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Think about that for a moment. Life, quickening. When something is quick, it is alive. Christ is alive forevermore. He conquered over all temptation. Notice the scripture says the flesh had to come first. The natural Adam came first, and so Christ came and tabernacled with flesh and became a man and knew no sin. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Meditate on that for a moment. Christ came, being Lord of heaven, and became a child to die in man's place for the salvation of all who repent and believe the gospel. Now it is important to understand, it must have been this way, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. For flesh and blood is sinful, it is evil, it is fallen, it is tainted with this world. Neither can corruption inherit incorruption. The resurrection shows us the reality of sin and the fall of man. It shows us that Christ became the father of his generation. It shows us that in Adam all die, but in Christ all shall be made alive. When the Bible speaks of Christ being the everlasting father, it is speaking not of him being God the Father, but the father of his generation. As Adam was the father of all living and Eve the mother of all living, a man's genes are passed down through the seed. But Christ, to deliver his people and become the head of those born again, was the first begotten of the dead, was born of the seed of the woman. God being his father, and Christ was not born with a sinful nature, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So then, when we see Jesus, he says, the prince of this world is coming, but there is nothing in me. There was nothing to tempt Christ from within Christ. He did not have the seed of man, but the seed of the woman. Mary's womb being overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. Learn then, all our victory comes from God. All was planned in eternity. Nothing is a surprise to God. Victory comes from the last Adam, not the first. If you seek victory from the flesh or from the first Adam, you will fail. But if your trust lies in the last Adam and lies in his finished work and the continual work of that quickening spirit of God that is in you, then you are more than a conqueror. Praise God for the last Adam who came and wrought that resurrection victory.